accompaniment is a salad.
A crisp green salad.
Or chips.
Yes. Or turned corns. Or not chips.
Not chips? Oh. No. No, I mean, we did have chips with egg and bacon flan, but this is an altogether more sophisticated version of the dish. Yeah. Okay. It really is lovely.
Oh, good.
Really, really, really good. Honestly, I can't recommend this highly enough. I'm going to make this weekend and really impress my family, but thank you very much.
Brilliant.
And I did, and it did as much as you can ever impress your family. That recipe comes from Annie's latest book, Gorgeous Suppers, and you can also find it on our Cook the Perfect website. Just go to the Woman's Hour web pages and all will be revealed. Life and Fate continues now with a poignant Air Force romance. Will Lenya's mission take him back to Stalingrad?
Life and Fate. Vera and her pilot. Northern Russia, September 1942.
Look, Vera, can you see it? Stop, stop, stop. Can you smell that? There.
What?
Here, here, the pine trees. It's tannier, like tulips or something. Smell it. It's sharper than the other trees.
Mmm.
That bitter breath. Can you smell that? That's elder.
Yes.
It's amazing being here with you.
But, Lenya...
I've been this far before. But this is really Russia. This is old Russia. Grey wolves ran through here and yet... And yet it all seems so much younger and fresher than us. With our planes and our diesel fumes and our cigarettes and 100 grams of vodka each day and... Makes me feel old. Makes me feel ashamed. Why do I have to go and fight? Come on, let's get out of here. Let's get back into the light. Pilots don't like all this darkness. We want the wind rushing through our...
Lenya, I can't.
Vera?
I'm not here.
Don't say that.
I'm in Stalingrad. You're here. I'm in the south.
Out in the meadow, look, there's bluebells. Like they're cast from pure steel.
Lenya.
Wild carnations. Juniper.
I know, but...
No Heinkel's ever flown over here. We can forget fighters and bombers, tanks and mortars. This is our special place.
I'm waiting for you.
The butterflies. They're the colour of Yalta lemons.
Come back to me soon.
Of course.
Don't...
What?
Victor!
Don't let them...
What?
Victor! Where the bloody hell are you?
Don't get killed, Lenya. Please.
I'm coming back to Stalingrad and we'll...
Viktorov!
Here. Over here.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Your squeeze.
We're engaged. She's having a baby.
Orders are here. We're coming out of reserve.
To the front?
No, Tashkent. Bit of sightseeing.
Northwest? Leningrad?
Maybe back to Yorgath. Stalingrad. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I'll go where I'm sent.
Briefing in 20 minutes. Blue hangar. Full kit!
Did you hear that, Vera? I'll be with you soon. I will be.
I'm down here! Can you see me? Lenya! Lenya!
Oh. Comrade! Perochka! What are you doing here?
The pilot! He dipped his wings. He saw me. It must have been him.
Who?
Lenya. My Lenya.
He's not here, is he?
He might be.
Silly goat.
I felt it. I was down in the bunker with Papa. I said, just a second, I can hear something. He didn't say anything. I said, I know it's him. And I ran up.
It's dangerous up here.
One day he'll be here. I'm not lying. He'll walk through those gates, what's left of them. His map case under his arm, his uniform, his leather boots. Looking round, asking, excuse me, comrades, does anyone know where the Spiridonovs are living?
I don't want you up here. It's too exposed. Snipers.
I think about him every day. Every hour of every day.
The buggers will be back soon.
Where is he, Pavel Andreevich?
Yep. Here they come. Buggers with the buggering bombs. Shiloh.
What do you think he thinks about me?
Dad would want me to get you in. Come on, think of the baby.
I'm so certain this time.
Next time, I'm dead sure of it. Next time, it'll be here.
Comrades, this is the beginning of a new era for this fighter squadron. We must all step forwards and assume new responsibilities, take on new challenges. But we must also remember what we have learned. First, a fighter pilot must know his machine, must know it well enough to play with it like a toy, know all its balances and ways. Second, he must love it. Love it like it was his sister or his mother.
Heard about Milken?
What? He's been arrested.
Huh?
What?
What for?
You know, he forced a girl.
This girl, his girl, Lida. She said he took her into the woods.
Yeah, they're always in the woods, those two. Canoodling. Oh.
She said he threatened her with a gun, and they did her. Took her.
She said that?
Her friend. Lida's too scared. You know, Olga. That one she's always hanging around with.
It's not true, it can't be.
We got in the front. Maybe he wanted to, you know, just once before we...
I can't believe it.
Everything's always love and romance with you, Alexei. Always gooey.
It's just, I've seen them together. What they've got is special.
Pilot Officer Viktorov, did you wish to address the meeting?
Everything correct, Comrade Colonel?
To attention, comrade. I won't have slouches in this squadron. Look at you.
I would like
beg
to
know
speak.
Why you...
Comrade Colonel.
Colonel Lieutenant?
We were wondering... we were all suggesting where we are to be posted.
You will be informed before takeoff.
Thank you, Comrade Colonel.
All right, you two. I want you all sleeping in your bunkers tonight. Anyone found off limits, off the airfield tonight, will be subject to the most severe penalties. Is that understood?
Yeah, understood.
Understood, Comrade Colonel.
Going into the village tonight. They'll never let.
They won't stop us. It's our last chance.
I've got to find Mewkin, see what's happening.
He's in the cooler.
Already?
Staying here to stop you drinking.
Thanks very much.
Your anti-bomb medicine. Seen a thirsty fish drink less.
Why did we decide to work in a power station, Pavlik?
I hate tractors.
Tractor boys, Red October metal workers, everyone else gets evacuated over the river, but all our work is bloody screwed down.
Good old beast.
Beast we're chained to.
And I'm chained to you, Papa.
Verochka, the baby. How's he going to grow proper hearing nothing but bombs and guns all day?
I put in for a transfer. Turn me down flat.
The soldiers. They go past. They always shout something nice. You'll hear that. Know there's goodness in the world.
Good boy's going off to die.
I said to her, I had one of the military Soviet in here yesterday. He sees little Verinka. He says nothing. After, takes me outside. All manner of curses. What am I doing keeping a girl like that on the West Bank? Offers her a place on an armoured launch back across the river.
I'm not going.
An armoured launch?
Never going to get a letter here. None of us is getting letters. God only knows what's happened to Zhenya. And Ludmila.
Pavel Andreevich got a letter.
It wasn't a letter, just a notification that she's dead.
No point in pretending like it didn't happen. Well, she's gone now, got to get used to it.
What if the Germans break through?
Papa.
He's right, little one.
I have to stay here.
What's the point?
I can't tell you. The fates, if I tell you.
Why?
Leave her, boss.
What's fate got to do with anything? It's the German artillery. He's got everything to do with it.
He knows we live here. This is where he'll come.
Oh, saints alive, you meet your first wounded pilot and you're an idiot forevermore.
I'm having his baby.
Exactly, the baby.
Please, please, please.
The baby.
He's coming to get me.
The baby.
Please.
It was that bloody friend of hers.
Olga.
Don't tell the others, they wouldn't understand.
Did you, Mewkin? Did you try something?
It was just... Lida told Olga that we'd...
And then Olga rushed off to the commander saying she'd been forced, and then Leda didn't dare deny it, and...
But she told him in the end.
They were about to shoot me.
Bloody Olga. Didn't she realise what she was doing?
Oh, you should have heard the governor. He hated it. His number three radio operator, down on her knees, begging him, telling him it was all a misunderstanding.
I don't... What happened?
Right. We went out to the woods. We were, you know, she let me touch and all that. And then we dozed off. I woke up and, you know, sort of a joke, I slid my pistol out and fired it into the ground.
What?
Here. She was lying like this, legs apart. Bang! Between her knees.
Very funny.
She woke up screaming. So I got down and comforted her. And then we... She let me, you know, do it.
And then she rushes off and tells her friend.
Oh, Olga's a jealous bitch. She couldn't bear it that Leda and me, we, you know, we managed it. And she's still, you know.
Do not cry for me, my darling. Forget me, my dearest love. The plane is in a nosedive. The earth rushes up to greet us. Do not cry for me, my darling.
Look at him. Wherever we land, Sol Martin puts his peaked cap on, walks down the street with his guitar and drives the next girl out of her mind.
They'll drag out our bodies from under the steel. The hawks will escort us on our last flight of all.
Enough of that. Come on. Do you remember that fight up near Rzhev? The way Demidov, eight misses went for him. He fought them off for 17 minutes.
Aye. He used to sing when we were up. Every bloody time. Aye, a cultured man, a Muscovite.
He'd go mad if he couldn't fly. He'd waste away.
Remember that Messer? The one that came at you?
Yeah.
He shot through my oil tank. Feed pipes, windshield, everything was on fire.
I covered you.
Too right.
Scary.
Well, I didn't have time to feel frightened. Just had to land it. My boots were smoking.
My bird was full of holes. Like an old grouse.
No offence, comrade, but awarding medals for shooting down a Junkers.
And they can't take the medal back, neither. Comrade Lieutenant.
You know what I used to love? Really love? I used to fly kites. Used to walk 7K to the flying club. My dad used to thrash me for it.
I went for that Messer 12 times. Singed him in the end. Got him at 25 metres with my cannon.
It was Demidov took it.
Aye.
He took that attack for us.
Good man. Man to rely on.
He saved us that day.
We'll be off at dawn and old Demidov will be left here on his own.
So let's go out one last time.
I lay a stone on his grave. No, no, you heard the colonel.
You do what you want. I've got ladies to see.
No, we can't.
Come on, Mookie, I won't tell Leda.
Drop it, Scott. No,
I mean it. I envy you. Come on, boys.
I'm not sure.
Well, let's say goodbye to the trees, all right?
All right.
Stalingrad!
What?
Stalingrad! Bosses, we're going to Stalingrad!
We are?
He says he lead the wing. We just follow him.
Who do?
See you on the Volga!
Vera, I'm coming. Vera. Can you hear me, Vera? I'm coming.
This afternoon at 2:15, Life and Fate continues and we travel to Poland into the hell of Hitler's final solution. That's this afternoon. Now, earlier on Woman's Hour, we were discussing autumn fashions and a listener called Chris, not quite sure whether it's a man or a woman, says this: for goodness sake, women, succumb to the cardi. You can see the sense in the traditional twin set. You can wear the pearls with it, ironically, in a postmodern manner. Sometimes, you know, our mothers were right. Join Jenny tomorrow, just after 10.
Woman's Hour was presented by Jane Garvey and produced by Louise Corley. In a couple of minutes after the news, tracking eider ducks and news of the elusive caddisfly in Saving Species. Before that, let's hear about today's You and Yours from Julian Warraker.
Annie, good morning. The government must abolish the 50 pence tax rate to grow the UK economy. That's a headline over a letters page in the Financial Times last week. Some academics and entrepreneurs are claiming the high rate is blocking growth. But even some of the highest paid disagree. During tough economic times, we can and should pay more, they argue. So where do you stand on the 50 pence rate? Do you pay it and resent it? Do you pay it and agree with it? Or perhaps you're paid much less and think the issue is one of fairness as much as one of raising money. 03700 100 444 is the phone number. Emails via the Radio 4 website, and we're underway at 4 minutes past midday.
Julian, thank you.